This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret, without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to Food Riot. Our food supply has been managed, manipulated, and mandated. A collusion between government and corporations has determined what ends up on our plates. If you value having access to a variety of real, nutrient-dense foods, then join us on our quest for food freedom. Please welcome your host, Brad the Butcher Jordan.
Ha! I'm back! I am your host, Brad the Butcher Jordan. Welcome back, and I just got done chatting with my good friend Steve Cooksey. He is a local North Carolinian like myself. He cured his diabetes with a diet rich in fat and vegetables, and he's now insulin free and he's thriving, not just surviving, as his kind of website says. So everyone that was listening, if you get a chance, just check it out. It's diabetes-warrior.net, and that link is posted on my Facebook page. And, you know, he's just a really inspirational guy. He cured his type 2 diabetes. And, you know, something we didn't talk about that I might as well mention now is the state of North Carolina actually came after Steve Cooksey, right? For he was saying, listen, look at people. I cured myself of type 2 diabetes. I'm insulin free. I'm loving life. And he wanted to offer this advice to people. Well, the North Carolina Board of Dietetics found out, right? Because he went to one of their sponsored meetings and he handed out his card to a few people. He said, hey, check me out. You know, this is how I cured my type 2 diabetes. And if there's one thing the state and the pharmaceutical medical complex does not want, it's competition, especially competition that, you know, offers cheap, easy ways to heal yourself of things that they say, you know, like they said to Steve, you'll have to be on insulin the rest of your life and all these things, where he cured himself naturally. So there's one thing the state doesn't like, it's competition, and they came after him. But, you know, through public outcry and the Institute for Justice, which is a really great organization, it represents a lot of people where liberties and freedoms are being violated, and they helped Steve get through this as well. And, you know, the state ended up dropping its charges against Steve. So, you know, he had to comply to a few rules, but nothing much. You know, I think he just had to take off a few things from his website, even though I totally don't think he should have to do any of that. It wasn't too bad, and he's still out doing his thing. So it was really great having him on, and I'm glad the state's finally leaving him alone and he's able to, you know, continue on with life and do all those good things. And, you know, I wanted, speaking about legalese, I kind of wanted to transition into an article I wrote just recently. It's on foodriotradio.com, and it talks about, you know, the people that produce pink slime. They are now attacking free speech and food freedom, right? I mean, Beef Products Incorporated is suing ABC News for defamation after the news channel ran a series exposing its sale of pink slime filler and ground beef sold to most major retailers and federal school lunch programs throughout the country. So BPI claims the negative press tarnished their good name and caused them to lose more than $1 billion in sales. The company has lost 80% of its business, closed 3 out of 4 of its processing plants, and laid off hundreds of workers since ABC News first broke the story in March of 2012. A former USDA scientist turned whistleblower explained how gray beef scraps, once used only in dog food, are separated from the fat, heated, gassed with ammonia, and transformed into pink slime. So before ABC broke the news, pink slime, or lean, finely textured beef, as the industry calls it, was used as cheap filler in about 70% of the ground beef found in grocery stores. Since then, schools and retailers all over the country, including McDonald's, Taco Bell, and Walmart, have rejected beef made with pink slime. BPI argues it's lean, finely textured beef. It's just that. Beef and nothing other than beef. And that ABC News misled consumers into believing the product was unhealthy and unsafe. The company's lawyers noted that the news network used the derogatory phrase pink slime 132 times. They are asking for $1.2 billion in damages. Oh, my goodness. Over $1 billion they want in damages. That's crazy. ABC News' attorneys argued that nothing in the network's reports are untrue and that the meatpacking company is attempting to silence free speech. Now, I personally couldn't care about ABC News or Beef Products, Inc. In my opinion, they both provide inferior products that a true free market would have abandoned years ago. They're both run by crony capitalists who use government subsidies and regulations to unfairly prop them up as industry leaders. The real issue here is, the real issue that we have to look at is, why the hell is someone suing someone else over name calling? I mean, isn't that what defamation really is? According to Wikipedia, defamation is the communication or false statement that harms the reputation of an individual, business, product, group, government, religion, or nation. But here's the problem, folks. Here is the problem. With cases like these, the statements that are true or false are totally subjective. For example, BPI essentially is arguing that it is untrue that its products is pink slime or gross or nasty or whatever you want to call it. But obviously, whether something is gross or not is totally up to interpretation, right? Some people think McDonald's food is good. Some people think it's gross. Some people think, you know, Hot Pockets are good. Some people think they're gross. It's all open to interpretation, right? And so here's the point. So if all these things are open to interpretation, as free individuals, each individual owns his interpretation, just as each individual owns himself and whatever words come out of his mouth. Okay, so you follow? If I'm free, then I should be allowed to state my opinion, even if someone else thinks it's false, or even if it is false for that matter, right? If I don't have the freedom to say whatever I want, I don't own myself. So essentially, if I'm not allowed to lie, right, I should be able to say one bold-faced lie after another. Because if I'm not, that means somebody's censoring me, and that means I am not free. So that's the important point to take home here. And so the non-aggression principle, which, you know, I'm a libertarian and many of us libertarians subscribe to, says that no one should initiate or threaten to initiate violence against a person for his legitimately owned property, right? So now let's back up a second. Criticizing somebody, even if that criticism turns out not to be true, doesn't threaten violence against him or his property, right? If I lie about somebody, if I lie about my ex-girlfriend, if I lie about my ex-business partner, right? I'm not physically threatening him or his property. I'm just saying whatever I feel like saying because I'm a free individual. So by me saying these things, I'm not actually threatening him or his property. And I think that should be okay. I mean, sounds reasonable enough, right? A lot of people lie, and it's unfortunate. It's not morally good to lie. I don't condone lying, but as free individuals, we should be allowed to do so. And in BPI's case, I don't even think ABC News is lying. I mean, And we'll get to that in just a minute. But I mean, it's just insane to think that we can sue people for defamation. I mean, it's just the most ridiculous thing. I mean, it is the U.S. and heck, we have Barack Obama who lies all the time, right? I mean, this guy is a bold-faced liar. You know, he's lied about Obamacare and all these other things. Why aren't we suing him for that? You know, but let's get back to BPI real quick. And now BPI may claim to own their outstanding reputation and that all of the negative press essentially has stolen business from them. But a reputation is created by other person's opinions and each person owns his own opinion. So we're going to dig into this more after the break. Everyone, stay with us. Check out foodriotradio.com. We're coming up on a break. This is Food Riot Radio.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back, y'all. I am your host, Brad the Butcher Jordan. This is Food Riot Radio. And before the break, well, in the first hour of the show, I had my main man, Steve Cooksey, on with me. He is the Diabetes Warrior. Check out his website, diabetes-warrior.net. Awesome guy, cured his diabetes, lost a bunch of weight. He's, you know, he's in his early 50s. He's been diabetes-free for the last 5 years, and he's living a great life. So check it out. And then after the first hour and my first segment of the second hour, I've just been chatting about how the pink slime producer has been attacking free speech, has been using defamation as its reason to attack ABC News, who first broke the story. And just before then, I was talking about the non-aggression principle and how, you know, if one follows that, you know, the reasoning would be criticism or lying or any of these things or saying things about other people does not violate the non-aggression principle. It does not threaten violence against anyone's property, or it doesn't, you know, it's nothing physical is happening to that person by me lying. So it should be okay, because that's what the non-aggression principle states, you know, to initiate or threaten violence against somebody. And lying doesn't do either one of those things. It does not threaten violence against his property. So now BPI may claim to own their outstanding reputation and that all of the negative press is essentially stolen business from them. But like I said earlier, a reputation is created by other person's opinions. And again, each person owns his own opinion, right? If we're all free, beautiful human beings, then we all get to keep our own opinion and say whatever we want. Now, we are all entitled to change our minds or opinions about anything at any given time for any reason. And when we do, we still haven't stolen anything from anybody. So let's get with the program, BPI. Now, this is what BPI is going to do. They're going to point to their shut down factories, laid off workers, and loss in revenue and say, this is the proof I have that ABC News stole from me. But the truth is, no one stole anything. Consumers chose, with their own free will, not to buy their product. And that's the big difference between stealing and refusing to buy, right? People have the right to refuse whatever they want. Good goods, services, friendships, lovers, boyfriends, girlfriends, or in this situation, pink slime. Now, in a free world, you know, where the markets rule and there's no fascist government and rule like we have today, no one would own property. And that includes people's opinions, right? We should be able to do whatever we want. It's I own myself. I am my own property. I should be able to do, say what I want. Now, again, this isn't a free world. I'm just talking about an ideally free world, you know. And in that same free world, we'd get to keep all of our property, even the money we make from our businesses and things like that, and taxes would obviously violate the non-aggression principle as well. So, you know, but I just thought it was an important point to bring up this defamation case, because I don't think a lot of people think about it. And it took me a few minutes to think about it as well, because I knew something didn't sound right. Because at first it sounds like, oh, that guy said something bad about me. Well, maybe I should get to sue him. But you kind of have to critically think and look more closely at the subject matter, right? So people should be able to say whatever they want. I mean, just think if the Supreme Court decided to rule in their favor, decided, yeah, well, you know, ABC did, you know, did defamate this company. And so now, you know, you owe them $1.2 billion or whatever the settlement would be. How crazy would that be? That would be insane. If that happened, I mean, imagine all the radio hosts like me and bloggers like me that report on bad government practices, bad business practices, when government and businesses collude together to give us an inferior, crappy product. If I'm not allowed to report on that because I'll get sued and they'll steal more money than they've already stolen by taxes and whatnot, I mean, imagine what that would do. That's a big power grab. That's a big power grab for, you know, corporations and the government. I mean, what if the government sued people for defamation, right? I mean, it's just kind of crazy when you go down this slope to defame somebody. Again, freedom of speech means exactly that. We are right and free to say whatever we want. I mean, that is so important. So hopefully the First Amendment of the Constitution stands here. And, you know, they uphold the right to free speech. I mean, because if not, I just think this could be a huge blow to liberty for everybody, not just ABC News, because, again, I don't really condone them either. But, you know, it's just tragic. So what I think BPI should have done, and this, holds true for pretty much anyone. I always say, you know, honesty is the best policy, right? What BPI executives should have done was build an open, honest relationship with their customers while providing a superior product, you know? If they had, maybe customers wouldn't have complained that their meat smelled like ammonia, and maybe it would have it wouldn't have tested positive for E. coli 3 times and Salmonella 48 times. Maybe if they were honest and open, their ex-employees wouldn't have gone on the record like Kit Foshi did, saying pink slime comes from cuts or fat that is most highly susceptible to contamination during the slaughter process. Removing the hide, that's exactly where the fat is harvested from. And when they centrifuge, they're going to concentrate harmful bacteria. And when they say centrifuge, that is like when they use heat and ammonia to make this kind of slimy-looking textured meat, or as the industry titans call it, lean, finely textured beef. But, you know, maybe, just maybe, if they were open and honest with consumers, maybe former USDA microbiologist Gerald Zernstein wouldn't have coined the term pink slime to describe their lean, finely textured beef. Because the ammonia fixes the color into a pink color, it can, quote, pass as red meat. But it's a low-quality product going into the ground beef. The public's not aware of it, and it hasn't been for years. It's not their fault. Nobody told them, Zernstein told ABC News. So, you know, it's this underhanded practice, right, where businesses aren't open with their customers, where they're trying to kind of slip one under us, right? And someone finally exposed them, you know. If they had provided top-quality product and been transparent about it, then maybe, just maybe, ABC News wouldn't have sniffed out this story, and they'd still be making an honest dollar. So, I mean, that's the whole point to this, right? I mean, honesty is the best policy. Building a good relationship with your customers, building a good rapport with the people you serve, and that is how you build a business, in my opinion. You do it with a firm handshake where customers see your product. But we're so far from removed from the food we eat in this country. We're so far removed from, I think, morality. I think, you know, the string pullers have perverted mankind and human decency so much that we're so far removed from anything decent that it is hard. It is hard to know what we're eating and know where it's coming from and know who's providing us these good quality foods. And that's why I preach, you know, get to know your farmer, get to know where your food's coming from. If you have these open, honest relationships with people, you know, then it won't matter if someone else tries to defame them, right? I mean, and I'll get into that more after the break. The music's cued. Modest Mouse is on. Everyone stay with us. I am your host, Brad the Butcher Jordan, and this is Food Riot Radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
All right, welcome back. I am your host, Brad, the Butcher Jordan. And before the break, I was chatting about Pink Slime and how the producers of Pink Slime are suing ABC News over defamation. And if anyone would like to call in with a comment, the 800 number is 800-313-9443. I'm talking about defamation and, you know, I don't mind discussing it with anyone. Should people be allowed to sue for defamation? I personally don't think they should be able to, and I think I explained it quite well in the first two segments. And if anyone else has a comment about that, I'd love to hear about it and love to know your take on it. So again, please feel free to call in at 800-313-9443. Before that, I was chatting with my main man, Steve Cooksey, the Diabetes Warrior. Check out his website, diabetes-warrior.net. Awesome guy, cured his type 2 diabetes. He's now insulin free. He's doing a lot of great things, so, you know, check that out. And I wanted to make, you know, one final point, and I touched on it earlier last segment, but I kind of covered all my bases with this whole defamation thing. But I just want to say this, you know, if the courts rule in BPI's favor, they're essentially saying people don't have the right to criticize big business. Imagine what that would do to a media already wary of telling the truth. Imagine how hard it would be to get an honest, independent assessment of the safety and healthiness of your food. You know, if BPI wins, there's a lot more at stake than pink slime in our meat. Without the freedom to tell the truth about what people are eating, the titans of industrialized food will solidify their cartel, and we might as well line up with the cattle for the slaughter. You know, and that's the important point to take home, man. Freedom of speech means saying whatever we want about anybody. And like I was saying, you know, when businessmen have a honest relationship, are transparent about what they're doing, about what they're selling, their consumers don't need to be wary. They don't need to be scared. It's like, look what the government, the CDC, the Centers of Disease Control, and the FDA, look at these organizations, all these other state organizations that come after raw milk providers, right? That try to demonize and vilify raw milk like it is this poisonous substance that if you drink it, you will die. Well, that's just not the case. More and more and more people, you know, we're probably at 10 to 15 million people in the country are now consuming raw milk, right? And more people keep going to raw milk because they understand the nutritional benefits of it. And on top of that, the customers know their farmer. They know where they're getting their milk. They see how the cows are treated. They see what they're eating. They see these cows on open pastures grazing, eating the grass. They see the sanitary conditions. You know, the farmers walk them through the farm if they want to in some cases. You know, they know what's going on with their food. They're connected. They're intertwined. You know, they know the process. And so, you know what? The CDC and the FDA and all these other organizations that team up with, you know, the Americans Pediatrics Association and all these other organizations that attack raw milk, it's not having any effect because people aren't listening to government lies anymore. They're not listening to corporate lies anymore. People know the health benefits of these nutrient-dense foods like raw milk, and they're going to them. They're not going to listen to the liars in government, right? I think people are, you know, fed up with it. It's like you see this big, fat-bellied, big-tittied man, Chris Christie of New Jersey, lie about the whole, you know, he set up this whole scam because he was upset at another mayor of a different city. So he set up to, you know, have a huge traffic jam on this bridge, and he fired two of his staffers. And, you know, he's just this lying, disgusting human being like most politicians are. Like most politicians are. But that's all they do, right? And he tries and cover his tracks, and he says, oh, I didn't even know about it, you know, it was a couple of my staffers. And then he denied that it was a couple of his staffers. The bottom line, either he intentionally lied about it, or he doesn't know how to manage, or he doesn't know how to be a manager, right? He doesn't know how to manage people who work for him. So either way, he's an incompetent buffoon, big-bellied, loud-mouthed, lying SOB, and he should lose his job, right? Because he's a liar. He's a disgusting human being, but that won't happen. That won't happen. You know, I mean, he is defaming government, right? He is violating his oath to be a decent human being when you accept that oath of office. And they all do this. And so, you know, back to my main point of raw milk and getting to know the farmer. I mean, that's the same thing, you know? That's the same thing. No one can defame you if all your customers love and trust you. Well, you don't have to love the guy, but if they trust you that you're providing good food and good service, then there's no need for defamation. People just won't believe it. Just like a lot of consumers of raw milk don't believe that the lies the government say about raw milk, you know. And I wanted, and this is kind of just a segue into, you know, and now, like I was saying, the American Academy of Pediatrics is now attacking raw milk too. So it's like we have the FDA, the CDC, and now we have the American Academy of Pediatrics attacking raw milk. And they are saying that, you know, they would like to see a nationwide ban on raw milk. And I think that's just crazy. The AAP, just like all the other mainstream academies and associations, is working on behalf of the food pharmaceutical complex. Big dairy producers and pharmaceutical companies want to eliminate choice in the marketplace. Same old story. You know, they don't want to provide a superior product, No, no, no. They just want to outlaw choices, right? Until there's only one choice, one crappery choice, pasteurized swill that the drug people take to counteract the effects of poor nutrition. But that doesn't even help either. It's this sick cycle of eating disgusting food, then going to the doctor and getting pumped up with more pharmaceutical nonsense, and that never works, you know? I mean, a guy I work for, God bless him, he's been sick for the last, like, 6 or 7 weeks now, and he's on that same cycle of eating bad foods and going and getting prescription drugs, and here I am, just drinking raw milk, thriving, not just surviving, like Steve Cooksey said. You know, I mean, the AAP claims that the nutritional benefits of raw milk aren't backed by evidence-based studies and that it's all just a bunch of quackery. I love that. You know, oh, you know, us, I don't know, I guess natural living folks, you know, we're just a bunch of quackers to mainstream society. But here, who's the real quacker, right? In 2009, former editor-in-chief of the New England Journal of Medicine, Marcia Angel, admitted that evidence-based studies published in her former publication and most other scientific journals are totally unreliable. She, and I'm going to quote her exactly. She is saying it is simply no longer possible to believe much of the clinical research that is published or to rely on the judgment of trusted physicians or authoritative medical guidelines. And she says, I take no pleasure in this conclusion, which I reached slowly and reluctantly over my 2 decades as an editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. Okay, in her bombshell of an article, Drug Companies and Doctors, A Story of Corruption, she documents how doctors and scientists are bought and paid for by Big Pharma. And again, folks, if you want to check this out, it's all on my website. Just go to Food Riot Radio. I got stories up for these. And, of course, you know, I got a podcast with Liz Reitzik up from last week as well. But, I mean, this is what it comes down to, you know. When a former editor-in-chief of a medical journal as prestigious as the New England Journal of Medicine says studies published in it and other medical journals are scandalously manipulated to make dangerous drugs look safe and effective, why should we trust studies cited by the American Academy of Pediatrics, the Centers of Disease Control, the Federal Drug Administration, any of these agencies? Why should we trust any of them? Because they're surely bought off by the same pharmaceutical companies who see real milk and real food in general as competitive threat to their drugs. You know, I mean, and that's what it comes down to. I mean, it's the same old song and dance that probably a lot of listeners have been hearing for years now. It's this fascist state we live in where government teams up with corporations. Corporations are pulling the strings. Government's not acting on behalf of us as individuals. They're not protecting our liberties. They're not protecting our freedoms. They're not standing up for the Constitution. They're not doing any of the things that they're actually supposed to do. They're in cahoots with, you know, big ag, big pharma, big food, and the like. But everyone, stay with us for our final segment. You've been listening to Food Riot Radio.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers at republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
go. Welcome back to the last segment. I am your host, Brad the Butcher Jordan, and this is Food Riot Radio. In the first hour, I was chatting with my main man, Steve Cooksey of the diabeteswarrior.net. I'm sorry, diabetes-warrior.net. Please check out his website. He's got a lot of great info on there. And on this last hour here, I've just been chatting about defamation and how ABC News is defending itself against the Pink Slime producers, Beef Products Incorporated, who are suing them over defamation or, you know, notifying the public that there is this nasty pink slime in their beef. And again, I transitioned that into the American Academy of Pediatrics and their attack on raw milk and you know, all this defaming. And how it really comes down to just knowing who you're getting your products from, right? If we got to get a little bit closer with our farmers, if we could, you know, just get to know people better, right? I mean, we're so disconnected with all of our consumerism and consumptionism and our gizmos and gazmos that, you know, I don't even know if we, no one even knows where they're getting their things anymore. So, and if anyone would like to call in, I encourage people to. It's 800-313-9443. Love to hear your thoughts about defamation or Steve Cooksey's diabetes story. It's, you know, anything you want to talk about. We got a few minutes here in this last segment. And, but right before the break, I was talking about, you know, how the American, Academy of Pediatrics is attacking raw milk and, you know, how they can't really be trusted because the editor in chief of a prestigious, the prestigious New England Journal of Medicine says studies published in it and other medical journals are scandalously manipulated. So if we can't trust them, who can we trust? Is there an organization out there that we can trust for, you know, good, honest, natural remedies for certain things? And I am a big supporter of the Weston A. Price Foundation. I have been for quite some time. Their articles on the benefits of a traditional diet are thorough, citing independent studies and scrutinizing studies funded by Big Pharma and Big Food. You know, the organization leaders, along with the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, have stood up for small organic farmers time and time again because they know the power of eating real, wholesome, healing foods, right? I mean, that's the point. We want to be independent from the state, independent from the food pharmaceutical complex, and this is a great website to check out. They have a lot of good books on there as well. Nourishing Traditions is in my cupboard, and I read it all the time for recipes, for healthy eating, for, you know, nutrient-dense foods, and all these wonderful things, and I encourage everyone out there to check it out as well. But, yeah, that organization, along with the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, they've done a lot of great work. They've stood up for a lot of small organic farmers, especially a lot of these small organic raw milk farmers that the state is hell-bent on taking out. So, you know, I mean, and there's been a lot of studies that has shown raw milk has been proven to be effective in treating tuberculosis, disease of the nervous system, cardiovascular and renal conditions, hypertension, anemia, and many more. The Mayo Clinic, I think, goes in the early 1900s, did this study where people who suffered from tuberculosis and things like that were fed a complete raw milk diet, and, you know, within a couple months, these symptoms were no longer there. So, again, it is this super healthy, beneficial food that I encourage everyone out there to consume, to look into, and, you know, on top of that, sometimes it just feels good to break the law. I mean, doesn't that feel good to, you know, defy the state and not listen to their holy word, right? These guys that the priesthood of government, where they want to judge everyone in their white ivory offices and shame us and browbeat us, and if that doesn't work, they'll use the brutal monopolized force of the state to, you know, force us to their will to submit to whatever it is they want us to do. They don't want us to have the freedom to choose the foods we want. They don't want us to have the liberties. They don't want to, you know, because they do. You know, we're run by this sick cabal of people that are sociopathic madmen that want to eliminate our freedom, eliminate our liberties, don't want us to eat the foods we want to eat. They want to make sure, you know, we're good slave robots that get in our cars, go to work, punch in, do the 9-to-5 thing, come out, you know, barely have enough money to pay rent, the car payment, and all this other stuff. Don't have enough money to eat the good foods. They want us to eat the crappy foods. You know, they want us to get sick. They just want to keep us long. They want to keep us alive long enough to serve them. And, you know, in our 50s and 60s, they'd love to just see us die off of cancer and then we're done, right? Because the last thing they need is for us to retire healthy and then, you know, to get all of our retirement money that we've paid in. That wouldn't be good for the state now, would it? They want us to pay into these things. They don't actually want to give it back to us, you know, and that's the whole reason why, I mean, one of the many reasons why I don't support government. It's just, you can't support it. I just can't support it anymore. I just want to read this thing from a friend of mine. It says, "This is the last argument I will direct towards self-professed minarchists. And a minarchist is somebody who just wants really, really small government. After that, I have no more time for reactionaries or reformers. The free society offers too many exciting prospects for me to continue to waste time. The constant monarchist refrain is this. Life, liberty, and property. Life, liberty, and property. Government do and must exist to protect life, liberty, and property. And this is why that attempt at logic would not fool even a half-witted child. Property. A government cannot exist without taxation. If taxes are voluntary, they're not called taxes. They're called donations or purchases. A tax is a seizure of property. Therefore, government cannot protect your property when it must confiscate your property for its very existence. Liberty. If you do not allow the government to confiscate your property, they will come to your house seeking to take your liberty. They cannot protect your liberty when their existence necessitates that they take your liberty if you don't relinquish your property. Here we come, the third one. Life. If you attempt to physically defend your property and or liberty, when they come to take them, state agents will take your life, guaranteed. And so it is proven, the state cannot protect your life, liberty, and property when it must threaten all three in order to exist. Wake up, folks. Wake up. The state is an evil existence. It is, its whole existence is to steal, is to prop up industries, to limit your liberty, limit your freedoms, you know, kind of force you on a path that you might not have otherwise taken in a free world. And it took me much of my, well, not much of my adult life, but I'm 31 now, and it took me all the way to my late 20s to realize this. And had I realized this sooner, I might be on a different path than I'm currently on. And that's the important point to take home here is government is not needed. It's not necessary. And you know what? I still think, though, even with the massive amounts of government we have, we can still find a way to peacefully get along in life. You know, just opt out. Just don't participate in any of it, right? I mean, voluntarily break the law. You know, I know all these farmers that provide raw milk, they're breaking the law. I mean, and that's what it takes. I think it's just going to take a massive amount of people to not listen, to not obey, to practice civil disobedience, to support the true free black market, I guess, and buy things that people want that, you know, I mean, and just all these things. So again, folks, I mean, stay with us. It looks like I hear the music cueing in the background. It's been exciting. Check out diabetes-warrior.net. He was my first guest for the first hour. We talked about the paleo diet. The second hour, we talked about defamation and how ABC News is under attack by Beef Products Incorporated. Go to my website. Check out the Facebook page for the latest updates. Thanks, everyone, for listening in. Have an awesome weekend. This is Food Riot Radio.
You've been listening to Food Riot Radio, hosted by Brad the Butcher Jordan. For more information on Food Riot Radio, please check out his Facebook page. Just search Food Riot Radio and follow him on Twitter. Thanks for listening in to Food Riot Radio. With